This is Come All Ye. Welcome, I'm Bruce Cameron. You're listening to Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. And I'm pleased to tell you that until further notice, you will need a tinfoil top hat.
Sky has turned to grey.
We don't need the sirens, thank you. That's a couple of Canadian musicians, Rachel and Michael McKerica, who describe themselves as off the grid. They're called the Grid Pickers. And maybe they are off the grid. That was the tinfoil top hat, which perhaps we're going to need if we all go to hell in a handbasket. That'd be the appropriate sartorial elegance standard while the sun's burning and everything else is going wrong. Welcome to Come All Ye on that cheery note. Let's brighten things up a little bit with a wonderful piece of music from Noel Hill and Tony Lennan, both fine musicians from County Clare, an album that was released a long time ago, back 1979, I think, but it's available on CD these days. You've got Noel Hill playing concertina, Tony Lennan playing fiddle, and three wonderful guests helping them along the way, Matt Malloy playing flute, Alec Finn playing bouzouki, and Michal O'Donnell playing harmonium. This is The Humours of Ballyconnell and The Drunken Landlady. Drunken Landlady and Ryan's Reel as well. Very good album, that one, called Noel Hill and Tony Lennan. because it's being played by Noel Hill and Tony Lenane, two fine musicians from County Clare. We heard The Humours of Ballyconnell, The Drunken Landlady and Ryan's Reel. Next is Jackie Oates and a 2023 release called Hyperboreans. Hyperboreans? You know what they are? People who worship Apollo, and they're the people who are supposed to live beyond the north wind. Jackie Oates playing fiddle and singing, her brother Jim Murray playing most other things on this album, lots of things with strings. A song called The Miller and His Three Sons, and I think I'll let it continue, not that album, though I'll play another track from it in future programs, but I'll play two tracks from an album called Roaming Free by Colin McLeod and Rory Sinclair, Sweet Biddy Daly, and then a guitar solo from Rory Sinclair. He's very good. So, Jackie Oates, then Colin McLeod and Rory Sinclair, then Rory Sinclair. You're listening to Come All Ye.
There once was a miller and he lived all alone. He had three sons all fully grown. When he went for to make his will, all he had left was a little old mill. The sun comes up and the sun comes down to mark a brand new day. And so he called to him his eldest son. Son, oh son, my race is run. If I'm miller off you make, pray tell me what toll will you take. Oh, father, father, the name is Bill. At a feet sack, I take a chill. You fool, you fool, the old man cried. Out of such a little, you can never make a bride. The sun comes up and the sun comes down to mark a brand new day. So he called to him his second son. Son, oh son, my race is run. If I'm miller of you make, pray tell me what toll you take. Oh, father, father, the name is Ralph. Fudge of each sack, take a half. Before you fool the old man cried. After such a little, you can never make a bride. The sun comes up and the sun comes down to mark a brand new day. So he called to him his youngest son. Son, oh son, my race is won. If I am miller of you make, pray tell me what toll will you take. Oh, father, father, the name is Jack. I take the Lord to swear beside. Hallelujah, the old man cried. And the old woman turned up her toes and she died. The sun comes up and the sun comes down to mark a brand new day. So they wrapped him up in a lean cow's hide. Some do say his soul had died. Where he went no one could say, but to rather fear that he went the other way. And the sun comes up and the sun comes down to mark a brand new day. Thank you.
nice music. That's Rory Sinclair playing by himself. Sweetness of Mary, The Famous Bridge, and The Swallowtail Coat Reel. Good guitarist is Rory Sinclair. And before that, we heard him from the same album called Roaming Free with Colin McLeod, who played fiddle. They kind of got together at an Australian National Folk Festival in 2004. They're both Scots. They were travelling around playing music independently and got together at the National Folk Festival, had a bit of a session and figured it's rather good. Let's make something of this. And they recorded this album. Nice one. The medley we heard featuring both of them, Sweet Biddy Daily, Over the Ocean and The Mug of Brown Ale. And not atypically, those three tunes all have other names, including Sweet Biddy Daily also answers to the name of Buttermilk Mary. Over the Ocean is sometimes called Split the Whisker. The Mug of Brown Ale, Paddy in London. Fine album, Roaming Free. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time to introduce you to a featured album. Most weeks we have a featured album. Not every week, but most weeks. This is a 2023 release by The Dublin Trio. Not a particularly exciting name, I suppose, but they're rather good musicians. The album is called The Pride of Pimlico, and it's on Dub Kjol Records. And the Dublin Trio are Kevin Conniff playing baron and singing, Joe McKenna playing Eland pipes and whistles, and Tony Byrne playing guitars. Kevin Conniff may be the best known of those musicians if you are familiar with the Chieftains. He was with them for many years as lead singer and sometimes only singer and baron player. Joe McKenna, good piper, learned from Leo Rosum and was influenced by other great pipers like Patsy Toohey, Johnny Doran and Willie Clancy over many years, and Tony Byrne from Dublin also. They're all from Dublin. Tony Byrne's played with groups such as Danu in the Sharon Shannon group, with Michael McGoldrick, Jerry O'Connor, David Munnelly and Matt Malloy, Paul Brady, Julie Fowlis, Lunasa and a host of others. So they're all from Dublin, although Kevin Conniff at least now these days lives in Hollywood in Wicklow. Featured album, The Dublin Trio. It's called The Pride of Pimlico. Here's the title track.
Come all ye broken-hearted ones and listen to me lay. It's about a lovely damsel, as fair as any may, who's caused such tears and sorrow, grief and heartfelt woe. It's Kitty Gwynn I'm speaking of, the Pride of Pimlico. It's just about a month ago unto this place she came, and sent her heart all blazing up in love's undying flame, and made of every other lass about the place a foe, because she took their sweethearts in the Pride of Pimlico. She the handyman or steady Jack McGurk, and if you ask the reason, all they'll answer you with, oh, it's all because of Kitty Gwynn, the Pride of Pimlico. Now Murphy the teetotaler, he's gone upon the spree, and Kyo the whiskey drinker, now he's drinking milk and tea. Given up the jemison, likewise the powers and row, because his heart's distracted be the Pride of Pimlico. Even contain the mither that no one could get round. And young Tom Ray, who owns a fortune near £100. And Matt McCann, whose father keeps the Irish Waxwork Show. They're raving night and day about the Pride of Pimlico. Well, it's time the police saw to it, or it soon will be too late. Our divil a man in all the coon will have a solid pate. Soon beyond in Ridley's a sight of awful woe. There'll be a thousand victims of the Pride of Pimlico. Run the little diddly dum da da di da. Run the little diddly da.
Title track from today's featured album on Come All Ye, The Pride of Pimlico. It comes from a trio, the Dublin Trio, they're called. Kevin Conniff, who sang that for us and played Baron. Joe McKenna plays Ellen Pipes and Whistles, and Tony Byrne plays guitar. More from them in just a little while. Here's The Wish List from Brisbane. This is Lily Bolero, Nicole Murray and Emma Nixon. The wish list.
But I now was tormented, so as with your
Nicole Murray and Emma Nixon performing as The Wish List from a self-titled album. Lily Bolero, there are a few versions of that song. It seems to be, or it was, a fairly common theme in folk songs across the British Isles about the old farmer giving his wife to the devil and the devil not being able to cope with the wife, bringing her back. I'm not going to comment on that. So happy I'll be. This is Marley's Ghost.
I'm just waiting for the time to come when all sorrow will be done. Then I'm going home.
Then I'm going home to heaven above.
Then I shall sing with the angels up there. Tell the Savior of his love and care that he had for
Marley's Ghost from the northeast of the northwest, I beg your pardon, of the United States, and a song composed by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Probably more Lester Flatt than Earl Scruggs, but anyway, there you go. So Happy I'll Be. Two tracks now from Dive. This most recent album called Sula, which means gannet in Norse, in case you were wondering. Ellen MacDonald will give us a fine song in the Gaelic, and then we'll hear If It Plays. This is Dive on Come All Ye.
Hello.
Wonderful playing there from West Highland Scottish band Dave. D-A-I-M-H, not D-A-V-E. A track called If It Plays, and before that, from the same album, we heard the voice of Ellen MacDonald. This is Come All Ye on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales, and anywhere you like on www.2mce.org. Lots of our programs are all our programs are streamed. You can just find us on the web. Some programs are available as listen on demand, including this one. This program usually is available as listen on demand within a couple of days of original broadcast. In case you missed something, a song now from Wonga Willie, a band that was from the Illawarra, a band that is no longer. Their album called Australia Street. This is a song composed by Mike O'Rourke, who was a singer-songwriter originally from the Atherton Tablelands in far north Queensland, although he lived in Melbourne, I think, when I knew him. Quite a character. And this is a little more reflective than some of his songs. It's called Sing Us a Song. We'll hear the wonderful voice of Graham Murray.
Who suffer no shame, you can let the blame lie where it will. For they've taken all from me except for me name, and they've turned that from good into ill. So sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger when he's drinking with me. If you ask where I'm going, me errands, me own, so me to know where to and when. And drinking may stop me from thinking too long, to live through me memories again. So sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger when he's drinking with me. God knows what kind of a country we made. There were men raised it up on their backs, but the fellows who handle the shears and the spade are still out on the wallaby track. So sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger when he's drinking with me. Where is the flag of the diggers' brigade? Where are the riders out in the night? And where is the wild dog who's never afraid and will never let go when he bites? So sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger when he's drinking with me. Yes, sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free.
No man is a stranger, no man is a stranger, no man is a stranger when he's drinking with me.
No man is a stranger. More than a hint of an older song called A Man You Won't Meet Every Day in that. A Mike O'Rourke composition sung there by Graham Murray and the band Wonga Willie. I'm going to play another track from the featured album, and this time a set of tunes, a set of jigs, in fact, on Chaka Tu Awalya Lum in Irish, Give Me Your Hand, then The Trip to Athlone and Ailish's Jig. This is the Dublin Trio, Kevin Conniff on Bowron, Joe McKenna playing pipes and whistles, Tony Byrne guitar. Set of slow jigs from the featured album called The Pride of Pimlico, featuring Kevin Cunniff, Joe McKenna and Tony Byrne, three Dublin men. We heard Takatua Walyalam, which I stupidly said was Give Me Your Hand. That isn't it at all. That particular tune is Turadom Dalam. Takatua Walyalam is Will You Come Home With Me? The other tunes there were The Trip to Athlone and Ailish's Jig. They weren't in Irish, so I didn't need to struggle with them. You're listening to Come All Ye, where we struggle all the time.
From the Bible to the popular song, there's one theme that we find right along. Of all ideals they hail as good, the most sublime is motherhood. There was a man, though, who it seems once carried this ideal to extremes. He loved his mother and she loved him, and yet his story is rather grim. Once lived a man named Oedipus Rex. You may have heard about his odd complex. His name appears in Freud's index, 'cause he loved his mother. His rivals used to say quite a bit that as a monarch he was most unfit, but still in all they had to admit that he loved his mother. Yes, he loved his mother like no other. His daughter was his sister and his son was his brother. One thing on which you can depend is he sure knew who a boy's best friend is. When he found what he had done, he tore his eyes out one by one. A tragic end to a loyal son who loved his mother. So be sweet and kind to mother now and then, have a chat. Buy her candy or some flowers or a brand new hat. But maybe you had better let it go at that, or you may find yourself with a quite complex complex, and you may end up like Oedipus. I'd rather marry a duck-billed platypus than end up like old Oedipus Rex.
Who remembers Tom Lehrer? Who could forget Tom Lehrer? Once heard, never forgotten, at Oedipus Rex, from an album called The Remains of Tom Lehrer. Most of his output has been re-released many times on many different CDs. Oedipus Rex. It's not summer in Bosière, and it's not summer in Verrou.
Pas d'été. Hop. Passez les filles, passez les gars.
No summer in Bozières and no summer in Verrou. I know Bozières is a town, and I'm just hoping that Verrou, V-E-R-R-U-E, is also the name of a town and not the translation of wart. No summer in wart. Charming. That's Benoît Gerbigny leading the trio Gerbigny. They come from the town of Poitou. Their album is called Les Pieds sur la Braise, means feet on the embers. It's all very confusing, isn't it? And that first tune, perhaps very familiar as Soldier's Joy, but it seems to have turned up there in the south of France as No Summer in Bozières. I'm going to play two tracks from the Furnace Mountain Band. This is a band from Virginia, near Washington, that is, Washington, D.C., at Virginia. Mostly Appalachian traditional material on the album, but not this song. The song was composed by W.B. Yeats, and I'll let them continue with a tune called Duck River, which was definitely not composed by W.B. Yeats.
Thank you.
A jolly little number, that's Duck River. Before that, Girls' Song, composed by W.B. Yeats. Both tracks from Fly the River by the Furnace Mountain Band. And here's Bob Fox with Stu Luckley, Bold Reynard the Fox.
Gentleman of high renown, come listen unto me, that takes the line in Fox Hunting by every degree. A story I will tell to you concerning all the fox near Royston Hills, o'er mountains high and over stormy roads. Bull Reynard being all in his hole and hearing all these hounds, it caused him for to prick his ears and tread upon the ground. Methinks me hear some jubal hounds pressing upon me life. Before the day to me do come, I'll tread upon the ground. We hunted full 4 hours or more through Parish F-16. We hunted full 4 hours or more and came by back with green. Oh, if you'll only spare me life, I promise and fulfill to touch no more your feathered fowls, no lambs in yonder field. Thinking he must give up his life before these jubal hounds. So here's a view to ducks and to geese, likewise the lambs also. They've got Bull Reynard all by the brush and will not let him go.
Thank you.
tune with the title Ricer, R-I-C-E-R, maybe pronounced Ricer, Rice, I don't know. The group is Topette. The album is C'est le Pompon. The group includes three French musicians, Julien Cartonnet playing the central French pipes and occasionally banjo, James Delar, oh, he's not French, James Delar playing violin, and Tania Buisse plays baron and sometimes jumps around and makes a noise with her feet. The other two members are well-known English musicians, Andy Cutting on diatonic accordion and Barnaby Stradling playing acoustic bass. Bell folk music. Every day you should learn something, I reckon. I don't always achieve it, but not because I know everything already, but because sometimes I forget what I learned. The next track is another one from the Wish List, Nicole Murray and Emma Nixon. And it's most commonly known in English as the Mist-Covered Mountains of Home. And it's a Scottish Gaelic song, originally, although it's frequently played as an instrumental piece. Gaelic song. It was written in 1856 by John Cameron, who came from Ballachulish, a slate miner, before he moved to Glasgow. He became the bard of the Glasgow Ossianic Society and also bard to Clan Cameron. So therefore, he's a good person. The song has been used quite a lot, or the tune particularly has been used quite a lot. And if you listen very carefully, which I'm sure you did, during the funeral of Queen Elizabeth and Queen Elizabeth the Queen Mother, both of them, it was played then. It was also played at John F. Kennedy's funeral, and it was played at Joe Strummer's funeral. Joe Strummer, of course, was one of the lead vocalists in the punk group The Clash. So who knows? It's been recorded by lots and lots of people, and this is it by the Wish List. It kind of means, oh, I see the big mountains. Oh, I see the steep mountains. I see the corries. I see the mist-covered peaks. So, it's, I mean, it all makes sense.
Oh, she lies empty and broken.
A bit of a mash-up there, not all from the one song. Chimina Morvana was definitely in there. The Mist-Covered Mountains of Home in the Scottish Gaelic. With it, they put another song called Smile in Your Sleep. So it confused the message a little bit. And I think the added verses, maybe not necessary. The Mist-Covered Mountains of Home has very nice sentiment to it, as it was a longing for home and a calming sort of melody, often used as a lullaby, apparently. But that was The Wish List, with Nicole Murray singing in a very full voice. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I'll play two tracks now, again, Scottish tracks. This is an old album by Kjellbeg, terrific group. A 1991 album, this one. It's called Seeds to the Wind. Here's a song called Here's a Health to the Sotters. And the Sotters were the unlucky people who had to go out into the, or wade into the North Sea to get salt water, which they'd bring back to land, and eventually it'd be put out on a flat surface and evaporate, leaving the salt. And the idea was that the further out you could wade, the higher was the salt content of the water. So if you were 7 feet tall, you're in business. So here's a health to the Sotters and a Cajun two-step from Kjellbeg.
In the village of Sot Preston, where the maesters all could tell, for he owns 5 branders on the 4th and the coal to fire them as well. My feather's taen his own cushion just to feed his bairn and wife. Aye, and when that bloody deed was done, I was thorough for all my life. So here's a health to the Sotters and the white gowd they make. Here's a health to the Sotters that drink in the land o' cakes. Now all the Sotters ken me for the crimey puddock wall. I was bow-legged when I was born, and by God, I'm that way still. Ah, but I can swim like ony fish that's sair come out the sea. I to fetch the buckets that furthest stood, there's nain as good as me. So here's a health to the Sotters and the white gowd they make. Here's a health to the Sotters that drink in the land o'cakes. I've manned these pans these last 10 years, I've worked as fast as I can. For every box a Sotter fills, there's copper in his hand. But the gravy is a downsy reef, he hates us every yin. He would mak your level drop, seeming de another run. So here's a health to the Sotters and the white gowd they make. Here's a health to the Sotters, the drink in the land o'cakes. The drink in the land o' cakes. the healthy sorters and the wide gowl they make. Here's a health to the sorters, the drink and the land old cakes.
Here's a health to the sorters. And a little bit of a Cajun two-step there at the end from Scottish group Kilbeg. We'll have time for another few tracks. I'm going to play two from the featured album because I've got time to play them. This is a set of reels, first of all. The Collier's Reel, the Steam Packet and Miss McLeod's. Rather different version of Miss McLeod's. Quite good. And then the Cider Song. Cider Song comes from Brittany, and like the last song we heard from Kevin Conniff, The Pride of Pimlico, it's one that was one of the feature type songs in the Chieftains repertoire. So this is the Cider Song, Ev Shistratalau, and you'll possibly recognise the melody as the same one used for English song called Willie's Lady. But first, a set of reels. Featured album, The Dublin Trio. The album is called The Pride of Pimlico.
Thank you. Evcitar laura gidomar donla evcitar laura gidomar evcitar laura gidomar her blonker shopping out donla her blonker shopping out Arjit okre bi putave donla arjit okre bi putave arjit okre bi putave Agamehed vid bukared londa agamehed vid bukared Karum pepini ehini londa karum pepini ehini Karum pepini ehini Bukwita zen kout jalousi londa bukwita zen kout jalousi Lai dai di dai dam Dadadam tam tai dam dai dam dai dam One K quad three me the rouge non la one K quad three me the rouge one K quad three me the rouge Ben vizen ben de chicane don la ben vizen ben de chicane Lare wadin wan butuner, non la lare wadin wan butuner, lare wadin wan butuner, allons que jusqu'à mériter, non la allons que jusqu'à mériter. Et jusqu'à l'aura, j'y tombe dans la, et jusqu'à l'aura, j'y tombe, et jusqu'à l'aura, j'y tombe.
I've no idea about his pronunciation of that, but it's probably closer than what I could manage. That's Kevin Conniff. Fine voice. Fine voice, says Kevin Conniff. And there he was with the Dublin Trio. Joe McKenna not doing it. Oh, yes, he was. He was playing whistle. And Tony Byrne playing guitar. The Pride of Pimlico, featured album today on the program. Here's the Fagan family, notably Bob and Margaret.
In the morning we built the city. In the afternoon walked through its streets. Evening saw us leaving. We wandered through our days as if they would never end. All of us imagined we had endless time to spend. We hardly saw the crossroads and small attention gave to the landmarks on the journey from the cradle to the grave. Cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave. Did you learn to dream in the morning? Abandoned dreams in the afternoon. Wait without hope in the evening. Did you stand there in the traces and let them feed you lies? Did you trail along behind them wearing blinkers on your eyes? Did you kiss the foot that kicked you? Did you thank them for their scorn? Did you ask for their forgiveness for the act of being born? Act of being born, act of being born. Did you alter the face of the city? Make any change in the world you found? Or did you observe all the warnings? Did you read the trespass notices? Did you keep off the grass? Did you shuffle off the pavement just to let your betters pass? Did you learn to keep your mouth shut? Were you seen and never heard? Did you learn to be obedient and jump to at a word? Jump to at a word, jump to at a word. Did you ever demand any answers? The who and the what and the reason why? Did you ever question the setup?
Did you stand aside and let him choose while you took second best? Did you let him skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy? And did you think it right to let him rob you right and left and never make a fight? Never make a fight, never make a fight. What did you learn in the morning? How much did you know in the afternoon? Were you content in the evening? Did they teach you how to question when you were at the school? Did the factory help you grow? Were you the maker or the tool? Did the place where you were living enrich your life? And then did you reach some understanding of all your fellow men, all your fellow men, all your fellow men?
Song by Ewan McColl, sung there by Bob and Margaret Fagan, The Ballad of Accounting. Next one, something a little different. This comes from Alaska.
Saeed Hughes from the steamer California, from Wrangell, had a standing order to bring me 6 hard rock miners on every trip. So during 1878 and 1879, Hughes picked up several Cassia miners who were trying to sponge their passage to Victoria and brought them over to me at Sitka. Harris and Chuna were among their so-called hard rock miners, though 9 out of 10 of them could not punch a hole in soft muck.
Well, they rambled up from Wrangell so lousy and broke. They drank up all their money from a worn-out poke. Stumbled down the gangway with a wobble in their way. Stuck here in Sitka with no choice but to stay. Flat broke. Dead busted. So hung over, wish to God they'd croak. George Pilts was a booger with a need for some gold, but he had no prospector except this ballast from his hold. So he gave them all a grub stake, sent them off that week. By the time they got to Auk Bay, they could hardly even speak. Seasick. DTs. And they traded off their gear for booze, squaws, and other essentials. Trading their last rifle, they went upon the bum. Hitched a ride to Sitka with the tale will be gun. And the engineer and office hats held in their hands that told a tale of terror in a desolated land. No gold, stolen grub, gear washed out to sea. Bikawi, the chief from Auk Bay, came, and he brought a gold sample from an awfully rich claim. Old Van Muir dropped by, telling Pilts of a load in the high glacier sands above the Gastineau. Oh, riches, success, just waiting. For Harris? Big Lars Pilts screamed with curses profane. Ain't got no prospectors to stake company claim. Well, you go back now, and no money or no bail, or you'll take vacation at McNeil Island's jail. Seasick. Hungover. They set sail. Again. Cowie had the rifles and a strong-arm crew so that Dick Harris wouldn't slip to him the screw as they clambered up the cliff face and slid down Snowslide Gulch. Said Juno to Harris, "God, have you ever seen so much?"
"Quartz.
And gold. And dreams." "Goodbye to Cowie. We must be on our way. I say our samples and stake claims along the way. Returning from Sitka, we'll bring blankets, grub, and beans," snickered Harris to Juno. "We'll never more be seen in Sitka, in Alaska, except working at our own gold stream." Then down the Gastineau with their samples they did roll, but the Enterprise and villains had another place to go. They sailed off for Wrangell to stake claims in their own names. Figured on Seattle, they'll sell their fortune and their fame. Ah, but met a prospector at some dump, friend of Pilt's, and gold and gas to know. "Nothing there but brambles and rain and ice and bare. A man be damn fool to try to look up there.
The Indians just try to screw you for every Christless cent. Why not go to Glacier Bay for nickel mine instead? Or iron, or zinc, or maybe even oil out at the Catella Sink."
But this sourdough spoon click it, and he heard a different tale about the sunshine rock stowed glittering neath the sail. He looked in the door and he found a shining hoard, $10,000 catched secretly aboard. And back to Sitka, at gunpoint. And that's how gold found Juno and Harris.
So now you know. Maybe you don't. That's a bit of a mix-up of material there from a Smithsonian Folkways field recording, Southeast Alaska Folk Tradition. We heard Mountain Yodel by Al Eagle, A Pills Memoir by Fred Felker, and Joe Juno's Ramblin' Blues by Jim Cubbage. They do things differently up there in Alaska. Thank you for your company. As always, I leave you with Scottish group Sugal Nifty, a track called Truths. Come back and do it again next week. I will. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.